Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that some of our great cities are dealing with extremely intractable problems involving people experiencing homelessness and people experiencing basically radical insanity. The thugs and vandals and creeps who are responsible for trashing Portland every single night. In Seattle and in Portland, indications that we are losing patience with some of these afflictions that help to poison life, frankly, at a gorgeous season of the year, and to undermine all the gratitude, it seems to me, that people ought to feel. It's the idea that we are coming around and through and maybe to a conclusion in this dreadful, dreadful pandemic. We will also get to a number of liberal thinkers who are suggesting that the Democratic Party may not be riding quite as high as people believe, and that race and the emphasis on race that the Democrats have used as a means to maintain power may not work for them in the days ahead. And then there, is it censorship or is it just common decency? Is it appropriate to withdraw an entire book, not for anything in the book, but for the personal behavior of the author? That, a question that is being raised about one of the biggest publishers and one of the best-selling books in the whole country, where it turns out that 20 years ago, the author did some pretty terrible things. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number if you want to give us a call. We will get to all of that, but first, we've talked on the show before about the two schools in Seattle, public schools, where homeless camps were right there as students were going back to school. And during a period of time when all of the in-person classes had been canceled or postponed or delayed and people were supposed to be dealing with it via the internet, it turns out that Politico now reports that most of the returning students are white, but minority students are most likely to be missing out on in-person learning despite assurances of classroom safety under CDC guidance and outreach by local and state school districts. Is a key challenge facing Biden as he moves beyond his first months in office and one the administration insists it is prepared to tackle. Really? Getting children of color back to school? Yeah, that is a challenge. But a more immediate challenge that is shameful is not being addressed is the idea of homeless encampments on school property. Listen to this report from King 5 News here in Seattle.
Some visible frustration today on all sides. Really, this is an issue. Issue that has bubbled up, especially in the last week, with kids physically returning to school. There was one school in central Seattle with an encampment that was cleared, yet another encampment here behind me on another school grounds still remains.
I'm exhausted. It's an exhausting situation.
Paul Raymond lives near the Bitter Lake encampment and can't understand why very little has changed here.
We, the community, have very little confidence that they're even managing it at all. The countless emergency calls, fire, and police.
The unauthorized homeless encampment is at the base of the Broadview Thompson K-8 school. Dozens of tents, with what neighbors say are very few service providers nearby, and a spot now caught in the middle of a jurisdictional divide. You see, while it may be next to a community center, city park, and multiple homes, it sits on a small patch of school district property.
Okay, so they can't work this out to work together, the school district and the city? And why won't the school district do anything? Well, the school district won't do anything because they say they want to be compassionate. And it would be not compassionate to clear away the... there are at least 40, most reports say over 50, tents that are... Now, try to imagine that. Tents right there. And one of the neighbors, whose name is Christy Lynn Reddy, who lives in the neighborhood, says, well, of course, neighbors would live in the neighborhood. They are turning a blind eye to it. I think they don't want to get involved in an issue that our community would find controversial. That would seem uncompassionate to people who are in a homeless situation. Well, they're not in a homeless situation. They're in a homeless encampment. And here is the weasel words explanation from the mayor of the city. That would be Mayor Jenny Durkan of Seattle. Listen.
How long will it be allowed to exist?
The vast majority of that encampment is on Seattle Public School property. And it is their obligation.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan.
It is the school board's responsibility to maintain their premises and their schoolyards so that they're safe for students and safe for the families.
The school district said today it is now exiting kids from campus onto Greenwood Avenue, away from the encampment, also fixing and locking gates adjacent to it. But it is not asking for any other help. Fire department records show more than a dozen calls for service here since July for illegal burns and medical emergencies. And Raymond says safety has been an issue.
We really need a plan. We need some sort of management from the school district.
Yet it appears no matter what the signs may say, this paradox of the pandemic isn't moving soon.
What's a paradox? It's not a paradox, it's an outrage. I mean, really, it is an outrage. This guy Raymond says, after putting up with this for 9 months and it is doubled, tripled in size, it's overwhelming and exhausting. And after all that, to have the district essentially endorse it and provide safe haven for it, that was a little hard for us. Here is a report from the fire department, the Seattle Fire Department. Between July 22nd, 2020 and April 22nd of 2021, the Seattle Fire Department sent units to respond to the encampment next to Broadview Thompson School at least 13 times. Of these responses, 8 were for illegal burns or tent fires, and 5 were for basic life support medical responses. Additionally, there were at least 2 transfers to other agencies, the Seattle Police Department, and at least 3 occasions where dispatch was advised of an incident at the encampment, likely an illegal burn. This is exactly what you want next to your children's school, for which you're paying taxes? Here's a statement from the mayor. I've been by the camp myself. 2 things I think are really important in the vast majority of the encampment is on Seattle Public School property. It's their obligation and their responsibility to determine how they want to deal with it. The school board made it very clear they want to make sure that they bring every single person inside and not move people. 2 school board members said they objected to what they called sweeps. So we've offered them assistance in terms of technical assistance on how to do that. It takes a lot for a government to stand up with the city of Seattle is done. But it is the school board's responsibility to maintain their premises and their schoolyards so that they're safe for students and safe for families. Can we get a new school board or something? Is that not an outrageous story? And it's also outrageous that in Portland, literally for more than a year. Every night there's been property damage, windows destroyed. Finally, some indication they may be getting tough. Whole business is ruined. And now they'll do something, maybe. We'll get to it. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, there is very good reason for you to actually go to our website to click at michaelmedved.com on the banner for our crowd and to check out some of the truly exciting and amazing high-tech companies where you can get in on the ground floor. These are startups, the kind of startup investment that you hear all kinds of stories about people, well, doing incredibly well. At the same time, they're actually doing good for the world because of some of the services that these high-tech startups can provide. Check it out. There is no obligation at all. You can find out all the information. You can participate in internet chats. You can actually download full background, all free. It's worth finding out part of what's going on in cutting-edge high-tech technology. Go to Our Crowd. It's crowdsourced funding in high-tech startups. Our Crowd, my brother's company, at michaelmedved.com. Okay, one of the places where high-tech has done very well, and in fact, we just found out yesterday, Oregon is one of the very few so-called blue states, one of the very few incurably democratic states where they gained a seat in Congress because of the census. Oregon's still growing, but not downtown Portland. This has finally reached the New York Times. They had a front page story about it. It's a big story. It's an important story. Headline, Portland leaders losing patience after a year of unrest. Unrest is a very polite term. It's a year of anarchy and thuggery. Dateline Portland by Mike Baker. After the protests have concluded, sometimes in the early morning hours, Margaret Carter finds herself climbing into her gray Toyota Camry and cruising the streets of Portland so she can see the latest damage for herself. Carter, 85, has been downtown to the Oregon Historical Society, where demonstrators have twice smashed out the windows, recently scrawling No More History on the sides of buildings. She has driven past the local headquarters of the Democratic Party, where windows have also been shattered. Last week, she found herself at the Boys and Girls Club in her own neighborhood, nearing tears at the scene of a costly window destructions at a place she has worked so hard to maintain and support. And Margaret Carter is a former state legislator. She was a member of the Oregon State Legislative Assembly. She is black. I believe she was the first black woman in that legislative assembly. She's 85 now. And she said this, Portland was, past tense, such a beautiful city. And she goes on and she says, now you walk around and you see all the graffiti, the buildings being boarded up. I get sick to my stomach. And I get angry. Does it remind you of any other place you can think of? A place that really is a beautiful place and has so much over? Yeah, of course. Portland is worse, but same idea as downtown Seattle, which has also been allowed to be trashed. The one thing they've done in Portland is they have pictures here in this article of a statue of Abraham Lincoln that was torn down and graffitied, just ripped down. That's Abraham Lincoln. After almost a year of near-continuous protests since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Portland city leaders are signaling that it may be time for a more aggressive crackdown on the most strident street actions. It may be time. It's about 10 months after time, but better now than ever, than never, for goodness sake. Mayor Ted Wheeler, himself a target of many of the protests as he oversaw a police department that has repeatedly turned to aggressive tactics, not aggressive enough, last week put into place a state of emergency that lasted 6 days and vowed to unmask those demonstrators who engaged in reported acts of vandalism or arson, saying it was time to hurt them a little bit. What do you mean hurt them a little bit? How about imprisoning them a little bit? Which is entirely appropriate. What do you expect if you just reward people by letting them go? Which is what Mike Schmidt, the city attorney, has done increasingly in Portland. It's like Pete Holmes, the horrible city attorney in Seattle, who absolutely needs to be replaced. By the way, if anyone is thinking, oh, Seattle is just crazy, I'm not going to vote in the city of Seattle because it's so far gone, you got to vote to get rid of Pete Holmes, the city attorney. It's a complete disaster. Wheeler's called for crowd-sourced surveillance. And what he's asked for is asked citizens to report people they know who are doing this vandalism every single night. Wheeler's call for crowdsourced surveillance has alarmed civil rights advocates. Well, naturally, and critics say the city has failed to bring an end to acts of violence by the Portland Police Bureau, a demand echoed by hundreds of demonstrators who have destroyed property. In other words, they're blaming it all. The police are too violent. That's why they're destroying property. Right. Teresa Reiford, a community organizer, love that title, who founded the nonprofit Don't Shoot PDX, said activists were focused on saving lives while civic leaders seemed to be focused on saving windows. How are activists saving lives by causing riots every night? There would not be protests if police didn't continue to murder people, Reiford said. I wish we cared about life as much as we care about property. So what are they saying? Are they reacting to some incidents of violence with the Portland police murdering people? Don't you think we would have heard about it? Or they're saying until police departments are abolished all across the country, we're going to continue rioting. The crowd sizes have waned, and figures such as Terry Porter, the former Portland Trailblazers player, have called for an end to destructive demonstrations. You think? Wheeler seemed to use last week's conviction of Derek Chauvin as an opportunity to bring the most raucous of protests to a close. That night, a small group of activists wearing black approached a group of journalists threatening to smash the cameras of those who remained on scene. The group later shattered windows at two Starbucks stores. One man was arrested after throwing a punch at a police officer. The crowds the city has seen are often made up of amorphous groups of people who come for different reasons. Yeah, but a lot of them are all dressed in black and they come to make trouble. Is it so impossible to crack down on this stuff? 1-800-955-1776. And what about Randy Quaid for governor? Really? To get rid of prosecutorial corruption in California? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal heat is being turned up on former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. His New York City apartment was searched and reportedly part of an investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine while he was former President Trump's personal attorney. Authorities have seized Giuliani's electronic devices. A North Carolina district attorney said Wednesday that Andrew Brown Jr.'s car hit deputies before they fired shots at him, killing him, and the latest officer-involved shooting that is drawing the ire of Black Lives Matter activists. District Attorney Andrew Womble telling a judge at a hearing that he viewed the body cam footage of the incident and disagreed with how lawyers for Brown's family described the death. The lawyers had claimed that Brown's car was stationary when officers fired. Brown's car, however, does move forward and strike the deputies. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved show, it's not just Washington State where we have homeless encampments on school property. I guess there might be members of the school board who want the encampment to be there to teach these children at a middle school everything they need to know about homelessness. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But we have down south, a little bit further south in Oregon, this ongoing problem, and now the mayor is saying that he wants people to help them identify the people who are rioting night after night after night after night and destroying the historical society and the Boys and Girls Clubs and countless businesses. They have a story in the New York Times about a high-end store that had to close because it was set on fire, it was attacked, and it couldn't get insurance afterward. Because it was in downtown Portland. What a disaster. And then in California, well, we have our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the New tweet is from Randy Quaid. And Randy Quaid, the veteran star, maybe best known as the older brother. Randy is 70. He's the older brother of Dennis Quaid, who is became a much bigger star. Randy does character parts. As I mentioned, he played Lyndon Johnson in a TV biography once upon a time. He was in The Last Detail years ago. In any event, here's a new hashtag. It's hashtag Randy Quaid, the number 4 California governor. He seems to be jumping into this race. He says, I'm seriously considering running for governor. The prosecutorial corruption in California, especially the Santa Barbara and the Bell scandal, is rampant. And I promise that if elected, I will clean up the district attorney offices throughout the state. Well, he sure knows a lot about district attorney offices throughout the state. He's had about more than a dozen legal run-ins, some of them fairly serious. I think the Santa Barbara run-in he's talking about is he and his then wife were staying at an inn in Santa Barbara, and they ran up a bill for $10,000. Now, I don't know how you do that. I mean, I guess they were there for a while, and then they tried to pay for it with a false credit card. He's also been arrested in Canada. He has a prolific record. He, by the way, is also one of those people who supports Stop the Steal. He believes that President Trump genuinely won the election in November, and I think that will be part of his campaign. He will be joining the race together with Caitlyn Jenner, who apparently has a lot of money behind her campaign, and Brad Parscale, who was one of the heads of Trump's campaign in 2016 and 2020, will be helping to run the Caitlyn Jenner campaign. Caitlyn is running as a Republican. And it's California. And it's weird. And I mentioned that I would indicate, I think, some of the political impact, and I think there is some of people like Randy Quaid jumping in. The more people who jump in, the better chance there is that people will vote to recall Gavin Newsom. Because, see, even if Randy Quaid has, just a few thousand people who end up voting for him to be Gavin Newsom's replacement, those people who come out to vote for him can still vote to get rid of Gavin Newsom. And the more people you have attracting people to the polls to vote for one candidate or another candidate or for John Ose or for Kevin Faulkner, who I think is the most serious Republican candidate, the more people you have doing that, the better the chances are that the Democratic governor will be voted out of office, because they can all unite to vote to remove Gavin Newsom. And then whichever candidate has the most votes, you don't need a majority, just the most votes in the other part of the ballot, that candidate becomes governor. There are all kinds of other people running against Arnold Schwarzenegger the first time. Tom McClintock ran against him. He was a state senator. He got about 13% of the vote. And also Arianna Huffington and Gary Coleman, remember him? TV star and all kinds of other interesting people last time. And that recall worked. Speaking of recall, there's a story that I can't believe because it's so out of left field. And yes, it is left field. The W.W. Norton, big publisher, said in a memo to employees yesterday that it will permanently take Blake Bailey's biography of the novelist Philip Roth out of print over allegations that Bailey sexually assaulted multiple women and behaved inappropriately toward his students when he was an eighth grade English teacher. The announcement came after the publisher decided last week that it would stop shipping and promoting the title, which it released this month. It wasn't clear what would happen with existing copies of the book or the digital and audio versions. The reason this is so amazing is for people who like books and the world of books, if you all of a sudden are going to stop publishing books by lousy people, Yeah, people who act in a disgusting way. And by the way, let the record show that if any of these charges are true against Blake Bailey, the amazing thing is, how did he get this far to do a biography like this? To have his memoir published at the same time, it's also being canceled. But the idea, Ernest Hemingway was a louse. He's a great writer, but he was a louse and ended his life horribly. Blake Bailey does not sound like a great guy. I don't know him, never met him. But the idea that you're going to be censored for things that you have done years and years ago, 20 years ago, when you were an eighth grade teacher, and that's going to lead the book to be withdrawn about one of the more important American novelists of recent years. There's also this. On Monday, editors and other employees at Simon & Schuster delivered a petition to management demanding an end to the deal with Mike Pence. They had a deal for two books with Mike Pence. And the signatures have accumulated from 200 employees and 3,500 outside supporters, including Simon & Schuster authors such as Lynn Ward and Scott Westerfeld. Really? Most were probably not aware that the company has also signed not just Mike Pence, but former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, according to people familiar with the matter. And by the way, there was a good statement by Jeff Karp, who is the publisher at Simon & Schuster, who said, look, they signed Bill Barr, the attorney general. They signed Kellyanne Conway. And they are not going to accept this idea that books are going to be canceled after book deals have been made because of a lynch mob mentality. And it's just outrageous. What are the things that publishers do if a president's successful or not successful, if you like him or you don't like him? For goodness sake, it's history. And the idea of trying to silence that history by saying that Mike Pence is somehow involved with an evil ideology and doesn't deserve to even allow his book to be published, that's disgusting and it is profoundly wrong. There's also an approach to taxes that's profoundly wrong. We'll surely hear about it tonight, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, there's very important news from one of the great creative artists of our time, Justin Bieber. This has nothing to do with a book being canceled or anything of that nature, but he is generating controversy as he does occasionally. He has just debuted a new hairstyle. I think that's probably better than debuting a new tattoo. He has enough. It's a new hairstyle that looks suspiciously like dreadlocks. The crooner already has a history of wearing traditionally black hairstyles like cornrows and dreadlocks. That 2016 apparently was a particularly big year for cultural appropriation in the Bieber camp. And it seems like he has a short memory, even if the Twitter sphere doesn't. People are mad, especially coming off his new album, Justice, which features clips of Martin Luther King Jr., speeches, which some have pointed to as an example of performative activism. His new hair loss style and the calls for cries of cultural appropriation it has evoked has not helped the woke image that he wants to have. Justin Bieber in dreadlocks? Really? It's also, it's not just cultural, it's religious. I mean, dreadlocks for Rastafarians, right, or have a religious connotation. So I don't know if Justin really wants to go there.
That's right. He can somehow work this out with the other Justin Trudeau.
The idea being Justin Trudeau, of course, famous for, and he's one of the people who, because he's on the left, apparently survived it. Okay, the blackface scandal, you may recall. Speaking of scandals, who do you think said this about the new increase in capital gains tax that Joe Biden apparently is going to be talking about tonight
as a means of paying for the universal child care and universal junior college and universal pre-K and all kinds of new spending that he appears to be prepared to take on. A former U.S. president actually said this, and no, it's not Donald Trump. The tax on capital gains directly affects investment decisions. The mobility and flow of the risk capital from static to more dynamic situations. The ease or difficulty experienced by new ventures in obtaining capital. And thereby the strength and potential for growth of the economy. The Wall Street Journal reports that wasn't Ronald Reagan, it was John F. Kennedy, whose chief economic advisor was the very liberal Keynesian writer Walter Heller, a Democrat who said that today would be excommunicated. But it is nonetheless true. See, this is the problem. If you look at the record on raising capital gains rates, which is one of those things that Obama did, and you remember it was pointed out to him in the debates in 2008, he was actually doing an interview on ABC TV, and he was asked, he said, look, would you favor raising capital gains rates even if it was very clear that it didn't raise more revenue? And it never does. You get less revenue. You know why? Because people avoid selling their stock. They hold on to it longer, and they don't put it up for sale. So what's the result? You actually make less, not more. That's, yes, a very real problem. In the Wall Street Journal, in their editorial today, they point out, so why raise a tax rate that would reduce investment, reduce wage growth, and reduce revenue for the government? Temporary economic insanity is one possible explanation. Lawrence Lindsay, former economic advisor to President Bush, suggests another, punishment for its own sake. Without a rational basis for the tax increase, this sounds right. This is what happens when you turn your economic policy over to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Envy is in the political saddle, and Joe Biden is going along for the ride. But it's going to be a bumpy ride, particularly with, speaking of Elizabeth Warren, she has this idea of infrastructure. Listen, this is clip two.
Child care is infrastructure. Infrastructure is all about people being able to get to work. Roads, bridges, communications, and child care is part of that. For parents to be able to go to work, they need access to high-quality, affordable, dependable child care. And yet, in the same way that our infrastructure system in America, roads and bridges, is crumbling, our child care system is on the brink of complete collapse. Today, millions of women, principally, are not able to go back to work because they can't find child care. If this pandemic has shown us nothing else, it has shown us the critical importance of parents having access to dependable child care. So, we recognize that as we build a stronger future for America, a big part of that is rebuilding an infrastructure system, and that infrastructure system must include child care.
And they're talking about $700 billion in universal child care. That's over 10 years, but it's an unbelievable amount of money with no means to pay for it. And speaking of child care, there's a movie about a single guy. He's in middle age. It's played by Ed Helms of The Office. And he decides he wants to have a child. So what happens? The movie is called Together, Together, and it's actually fairly likable. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Ed Helms of The Office and The Hangover films plays a middle-aged single guy who hires a quirky, much younger woman to be his surrogate in the oddball romantic comedy Together, Together, now playing in theaters.
I am a little nervous. I've thought a lot more about being a dad than I've thought about making conversation with the person carrying my baby.
Right. Well, I'm nervous too.
That's Patty Harrison, who's a rising star, who delivers an outstanding performance in this touching, often very funny film that follows every stage of her unconventional pregnancy. The central relationship comes with obvious expectations, but the movie, rated R for sex references and language, has more than its share of satisfying surprises. 3 stars for the slight but charming Together, Together.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And it's a deeply likable movie where all the characters in it, including some true oddballs, are sympathetic. And for Ed Helms, who generally does comedic performances, he was in the Hangover movies, you may remember, it's a major breakthrough. Speaking of major breakthroughs, New Frontiers in Politically Correct Speech, there was a CEO who was commenting on a prom dress of a teenager. And he's a CEO of a telemedicine company in Tennessee. And he didn't like the prom dress, and he made it a comment, "You look like an idiot." Okay, he got fired. He lost his job. Appropriate. And then there's a Supreme Court case about a cheerleader who is insisting she has freedom of speech to, when she didn't win a tryout she wanted. She says, "I hate everything, and F school, and F softball, F cheerleading, F everything." And there were consequences for that. And now she is suing to say that that was part of her right of free speech. It's going to the Supreme Court. We will cover that case. And Seattle police officers who were refused service at a local chocolate shop. Why? Because employees said no, won't serve police officers. Is that appropriate? And speaking of which, there is a glamorous actress in Hollywood who says no, she will not do any more cop shows. Her sign of protest. Is the country going nuts? Will the Biden speech drive us further apart? And what about Tim Scott? Imagine him running against Joe Biden for a second term. He's delivering the response tonight in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.